Excuse me. There are some studies that I do want to share with you based on some of the activities that come from doing some light exercises. And so when we really get into this, I do want you to see the actual research behind it, because from some of the previous videos, I want you to know that showing the research to me is a good way of at least helping you to see that this is not just me sharing this information with you blindly, but this is actually based on some real live data. And we're going to see that today. And so when it comes down to exercise, we want to be able to start to, number one, understand why should I even engage in exercise? And two, what are these huge benefits that we're talking about? Because otherwise it could be something that you may not be interested in, but I'm telling you, these are going to be some benefits that you don't want to sleep on. And so let's dive into it. So we're going to dive into an article, and this is an article that to me was a confirmation, because I've seen different research studies, and most of the times when I see newer studies, they basically confirm a lot of things that I'm sharing with you today. So it can be a year from now, 2 years from now, it still is going to be similar studies and even research that confirms that exercise is going to be good, or something that I share with you today. Not that I'm trying to share anything with you that I'm trying to say is right, but most of this is actually backed by solid science. And so let's really get into it. So one thing I'll do is I'll start showing my screen, and that way you can start to see what we are going to be discussing. And so if I pull this up and let's get into the studies. Let's see. Walking there. Yeah. Let's see. Okay. Well, anyway, so let me see if I can adjust this. All right. We'll leave that. So anyway, when it comes down to it, this is a research article, and this is basically highlighting walking up 5 flights of stairs. And so this is equivalent to taking 50 steps. So a flight is represented by 10 stairs. So this can basically cut down the risk of heart disease by 20%. Okay. So that's basically like a fifth, a fifth. And so going through this article, if you were thinking, hey, sometimes people may have their smartwatch or their fitness tracker, and they likely are trying to get 10,000 steps, 20,000 steps, et cetera. Sometimes it can be you have to strategize in order to get those steps in, especially if you're not accustomed to taking so many steps and being disciplined with it. I'm sure after a while of doing it, some people are probably at 20,000, 30,000 steps minimally. But if you find it to be challenging, then this is an article that I would say you may start to be fond of, or even if you were able to hit 10,000 steps, this is also one to me that I thought was pretty neat because of my experience with climbing stairs. And so this is, this small portion here is basically a summary. And let me go back. And as we scroll down to the bottom, this is going to take us to the actual article where there is additional information. So this actually gives the full research article, and clicking on this PDF will take us to the full on research article, which is roughly about 30 pages, but it does give some neat graphics. And this was one of the ones that I wanted to show. Most of the times, graphics can be slightly blurry, but this is something that I want you to pay attention to, because I always think that visual imagery can be helpful with conveying a message. And so let me scroll up so that we can see it. And so this was basically taken from the research article that they conducted. And I want to say, going back to this article, it was actually conducted on about 450K adults, or 450,000 adults. That's a lot. And to me, when I think of a number such as 10,000 or more in terms of the research that was done, that kind of gives me some confidence in how broad and in-depth the study was. And so as we go back to this representation, we can see that basically climbing these steps, the percentage is an increasing in terms of the reduction, you know, as it relates to atherosclerotic cardiovascular disease. And so when it comes down to it, climbing stairs a day can actually reduce the incidence of ASCVD. And that is something, especially if you find yourself not moving a lot. And this can really start to offset some of the chronic diseases that you may start to experience, or that people may start to experience late or mid 40s, even up to mid 50s. And so this is important that we really pay attention to some of this data. Even in your early 20s and on up, implementing a lot of these strategies, sometimes if you don't do something for an extended period of time, such as walking a lot or just even taking small changes, a lot of times it can actually build up. So what you may have been doing for 10, 15 years, you may not see the effects until 15 years later, 20 years later. And then at that point, it starts to feel very annoying, irritating, the pain. And so how we can really avoid that is we have to make sure that we are taking some small changes step by step, and that we're building onto these. And like I said, this study actually shows that when we look at the data, we can also see that when it comes down to, let's see, stairs climb, does not favor stair climb. We can see that this is actually, let's see, I want to say it's increasing once we go through the incidence per 1,000 PY. But again, looking at this relative ASCVD ratio, this is actually correlating to what the article discussed, was a 20% reduction. And so let's go back here. And I would say, if you do have time, this is a good study just to go through, because again, usually I'm looking at the conclusions to see exactly what has been observed from the study. And again, this basically shows that from what from the data that was obtained, that we can see that there is a lower reduction. So it's not, it could be, it is showing that there was an association between a lower risk of ASCVD. And so this is just one of the many studies that is done to show how, to me, light exercise can provide some huge benefits. Let's take a look at another one. This is actually from the cancer.org website. And this was roughly about 4 years ago, but short article. But again, looking at this study, about 38,000 men, 55,000 women. And I want to say that this is the full study that we click on. So yes, so this is taking us to the full study, or I guess a more detailed study. But going back, we can also see that, yeah, this was the section. So we're going to highlight this. And so we can see that basically amongst people who were able to get up about 17 minutes a day or less doing moderate to vigorous physical activity, basically replacing that with 30 minutes of sitting a day, was linked to a 14% lower risk of dying during the study period. And this period actually occurred from basically 99, 2000 to 2014. So that's roughly about 15 years that this study occurred. And so we also see that even when it showed that for the most active group who basically got more than 38 minutes, wasn't a huge benefit that was shown. But we also saw that, again, there's a 45% lower risk of dying. Okay, so replacing sitting with moderate to vigorous physical activity. And so this is just some of the research that is out there. There's actually more research available, tons of research, which is a good thing, because again, you don't just take my word for it, but you can actually see that this is actually ongoing research that is continually being conducted to show that exercise is actually good for the body. And so, again, if you want to check this out, you can actually go to this website, Science Daily, and this is going to be discussing walking more than 5 flights, or you can actually pause this video at your leisure. And then you can also go to this link right here. And so for the last couple of minutes, what I want to do is I do want to basically kind of go into some additional exercises that you can do, especially when it comes down to, especially when it comes down to getting some huge benefits. So again, when it comes to getting exercise in, one of the things that I would say, especially if you find yourself hesitant to do a lot of movement, you're used to sitting a lot, and sometimes you could be walking, and that is good. And another thing I would say is you could get strategic. And what I mean by that is if you're used to doing different chores, or it could be tasks, daily tasks, you could add a layer to that. So for example, if I find myself, let's say, typically washing dishes or taking out the trash, I may, when it comes to the dishes, I may start to wash the dishes, and then I may start to do like a slight stretch in between washing the dishes, and then I may continue to wash the dishes. Or if I'm taking out the trash, I may try to walk a little longer taking out the trash. So I may take the trash around in a circle. It may look odd, but hey, if you're trying to get your steps in, there's nothing wrong with that. And it gives you a reason, especially if you have, for example, trash that may be fairly heavy. This can also give you a reason, at least for me, have our trash slightly on an incline. And so, especially when it can get really full, it can have some weight to it. And so you can use that as an opportunity to develop a quick exercise or a quick routine. And it doesn't have to be super long or even long, but it's just a matter of doing something that you don't typically do, small steps. And that's what we want to focus on, is we want to implement some of these small changes. So think about things that you may typically do and think about, how could I really improve my productivity with this, in terms of how can I get more exercise with this? And again, it doesn't have to be vigorous unless you want to. Of course, when it comes to increasing the moderate to vigorousness of the exercise, you know, that is always something that can be helpful, especially when it comes to the heart, okay, or your cardiovascular system. And so when it comes down to it, we want to be able to think about, okay, what are some additional things that I can do? You know, instead of me sitting, let's say, 2 hours at a time, let me really set a timer to get up, stretch, probably every 30 minutes. Could be shorter, could be every 45 minutes, but usually you can start off by saying every 30 minutes, I'm gonna get up, I'm gonna do a quick stretch, I'm gonna look away from my screen. And I typically do this because I'm usually looking at screens for over 4 hours a day. And so these are some strategies that I've had to do myself, just because I have to practice what I'm sharing with you. And so again, when it comes down to it, it is just a matter of thinking about what can I do differently, you know, especially when it comes to these light exercises that can really provide some huge benefits. It's like, you know, saving a penny a day. And saving a penny a day, you can basically get $3.65 by the end of the year, okay? And so when it comes down to it, this is basically just a matter of taking some small steps and then building onto that. Because as you do that, you'll start to notice some changes. And that's what we want to focus on. Sometimes you may not get the quick changes that you're looking for. Not to say that they aren't possible, but some of the smaller changes that you can do on a daily basis, those are the ones that you can say, you know what, I did this investment every single day, and now I've seen the results. And so, again, I hope that you enjoyed the articles that I shared with you and hope that you found them insightful. And if you did, make sure you send us a like and a subscribe, because we appreciate that. And also, I want to let you know that soon, roughly, it could be about a month, maybe two, we got some special news coming up. So I want you to lock that in. And you could also be someone who gets a blessing from that news. And so I want you to stay tuned, but closer to that date, we'll announce it. But I do want to let you know, if you have been following us for a while, that we do have some special news coming soon in roughly about a month or two. So I do want you to keep that on your radar, and don't you forget it, because we will not. And so again, if you haven't already, make sure you hit that like and subscribe button. Make sure you're following us for the latest content. And until next time, I will talk with you later.